Thousands of special police in full riot gear lined the central streets of Belgrade today. They succeeded in stopping opposition demonstrators from blocking afternoon traffic in the Serbian capital. For 5 weeks, a coalition has organized daily protests against President Slobodan Milosevic because of his refusal to accept local election results. Despite the police presence and freezing temperatures, 60,000 people took part in today's anti-government demonstration. From Belgrade, NPR's Edward Lifson reports.
At least 10,000, possibly as many as 20,000 police in riot gear, with billy clubs and shields, and some with automatic weapons, lined the central streets of Belgrade this afternoon. President Slobodan Milosevic's Ministry of the Interior late last night vowed to no longer allow those protesting his government to block traffic in downtown Belgrade. The special police forces today ignored the regular noontime march of up to 10,000 students. Then they took their positions to block the much larger regular late afternoon march, which is held every day by the coalition of opposition parties. The police lined the streets, keeping the protesters on the sidewalk and blocking them from uniting in the huge groups that have been marching every day since November 18th. The president of one of the opposition parties, Vuk Drašković, told today's anxious crowd, "I am calling on our supporters to ignore the police ban." He called on the marchers to not let it show if they were afraid of the special police forces. Drašković said the special forces are there to provoke civil war. The protesters remained mostly peaceful. Opposition party spokesman Slobodan Vuksanović describes the scene from the window of his fourth floor downtown headquarters.
And people made circles and walked in small circles around police forces. And then they didn't know what to do.
The special police forces used their clear plastic shields to push the demonstrators off of the streets and back into Republic Square and onto pedestrian streets. They sometimes ran after demonstrators who did not comply.
One guy falls, and he does get clubbed in the back by four or five special police forces.
They found a victim there.
Of masses of idiots. And I'm just looking what's happening here, and I can't believe that our police is beating our people.
What's your name, please?
Ivana Hudičuk.
Ambulances screeched around Belgrade during today's demonstrations, though no major injuries were immediately reported. About 60,000 demonstrators turned out in Belgrade today. That's down from the usual 100,000 or more. But today's freezing temperatures were the coldest of this long Belgrade winter. Those who did come out, such as law student Zoran Vuletic, said they did not feel threatened by the special police forces.
No, nothing has changed. As I can see, nobody came here to fight with them, with fists. So I think that they're not going to beat us.
One death did occur last Tuesday. It was reported today. It was the first since the demonstrations began. A 39-year-old man died after being beaten, not by police, but by supporters of President Slobodan Milosevic. The anti-government protests began after the Milosevic government refused to accept opposition victories in local elections on November 17th. The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe is expected to deliver the report of its investigation into the outcome of those elections tomorrow. The next critical moment here will depend on President Milosevic's reaction to their findings. In Belgrade, I'm Edward Lifson reporting.